The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome. You are listening to the Daily Racing Podcast provided to you by William Hill. My name is Sam Norris and I'll be joined on Wednesday's edition of the podcast by Alex Dunn. How are you this morning, Alex?
Yeah, good thanks, Sam. How are you?
Good stuff. Yeah, I'm not bad, thanks. And we're going to look at three races from Wednesday a little bit later on. But we'll start by building up to the big race from Sandown at the weekend, the Eclipse, of course. And ahead of the betting for this one, we've got two horses who've really proved to us thus far this season that they're the real deal. We've got the Fugue top of the betting at 7-4, obviously a Prince of Wales Stakes winner. Knight of Thunder for John Gosden is second in the betting at 3-1, obviously won the 2,000 guineas. And we've got Verrazano at 5-1, War Command 6-1, Kingston Hill 10-1, and 12-1 or bigger the field. Some good looking horses in this one, Alex.
Yeah, I mean the Fugue. If she can repeat what she did at Ascot, she's going to be very hard to beat. She's a horse that it is really hard not to like. You won't find many people that could say much of a bad word about her, to be honest. Knight of Thunder is sort of the new kid on the block, if you like. Was perhaps a shock winner of the guineas, but with hindsight, was too big a price. Ran behind Kingman then. And, you know, has very, very solid form. Again, another horse that you couldn't really crab too much. But, what was it, 7-4 for the Fugue, was it?
7-4 for the Fugue, yeah.
That seems a fair enough price, to be honest. I mean, yes, you're going to get some each-way value about some of the others, but 7-4 about a horse that you know is going to run near to her best, unless there's something amiss, which, you know, we've not heard anything. If she's in the same heart that she was in at Ascot, she's going to be very, very hard to beat because she was just so impressive that day. It seems like she's just getting better and better, which is saying something because, you know, she's a fine filly in her own right and normally.
Yeah, absolutely. And if she does get better, she's going to become even harder to beat. The Fugue, then, your main pick. Are you looking at any each-way shouts here at a bigger price?
Just run me through the betting again.
We've got the Fugue, obviously, ahead of the market. Mm. Knight of Thunder, 3-1. Verrazano, 5-1. War Command, 6-1. Kingston Hill, 10-1. Mukaradem 12-1, True Story 14-1.
I'd probably go. I think Mukadram's a fair each way shout. Solid enough. I don't think that Mukadram will win the race, but I think from he was held up when behind the Fugue at Ascot, and I think if they try and make the running with him, they might have a bit more joy. I mean, they've tried it in the past. Maybe not making the running, but at least being prominent. I just think, yeah, I think if ridden prominently, Mukadram's probably the each-way play in the race. But again, can he reverse the form with the Fugue? Not for me.
Okay. There you go then. The Fugue looks good for Alex then in the Eclipse at 7-4 at the time of recording with us here at William Hill. We'll move on then to Wednesday's racing. We picked out three from the racing on Wednesday. The first race we'll come to is the 6:50 from Kempton. This is a Class 5 contest, 1 mile 4 furlong the trip, 11 runners down to go to post the maiden stakes here. Few unrace types, few inexperienced horses. Alex, who do you like for this one?
Well, I mean, firstly, it's interesting. I'm looking at two races at Kempton and one at Chepstow.
Yep.
There's racing at Catterick, there's racing at Perth, which usually, you know, would be more my bag, northern racing, but they're pretty poor cards, or they're hard to find winners from. I think there's a jumps card at Worcester as well, which I don't mind. But, yeah, the three races that I've looked at I think are interesting. And like you said, we'll start with this maiden race. And often, obviously, with the weight for age allowance, the top four in the in race card order, if you like, are carrying so much weight because of their age, and they're not good enough anyway. So you can almost rule a third of the field out immediately. So we'll start. We'll go down them. We've got Al Merzem, number 5, Sidebin Sorot and Paul Hannigan. Ran okay in 2 decent maidens. Hasn't shown a huge amount, I wouldn't say. Yes, there have been good races, and there will be a race for Al Merzem in time, but I think Al Merzem will be popular, and it'll take a bit of a chunk out of the market, and I think he's one that we can take on here. Paul Hannigan as well doesn't maybe ride Kempton as well as he does some of the other tracks. Nothing against Paul Hannigan, but I just think if you've got a jockey that isn't perhaps doing it at the track consistently, why would he do it this time? So I am definitely against the Godolphin horse there. Fought Barkley for Paul Cole. Ran well for a long time on debut behind Eagle Top, who of course went on to win at Ascot. I say that, still got beat 20 lengths in the end, but was up there, you know, for a good few furlongs, and just faded away, which you're entitled to on your debut, and was never near a last time out running on from the back under Frankie Dettori. Actually, Morgan takes the ride, which wouldn't be a huge positive, but I think Fort Barkley at the likely price is going to be the each-way play in the race. And indeed, Fort Barkley ran in the same race as New Reaction last time out. New Reaction was behind Fort Barkley and will have come on for that experience, but so will Fort Barkley. So I think of those two, I'd rather be with Paul Cole's charge this time around. So I think that's definitely the each-way angle into the race. But we still haven't got to the selection. Wakia, Jeremy Nasida and Sylvester D'Souza, was never nearer again on debut in a decent Windsor race. Again, is entitled to come on for it, but not for me this time. The selection for me is quite clear. St. Lucy down at the bottom there. Not only does she get the weight for age allowance, but being a filly, she gets another £5 chucked off as well. Rab Havlin takes the ride. Went off favourite for a Newbury maiden, so clearly was showing a fair bit at home for John Gosden. Was outpaced and green. But his steps have been trip here. That race, you know, the form isn't incredible, and it doesn't look on paper to be the strongest maiden we've ever seen. That may be why she went off favourite for it. But I'd imagine you often see John Gosden's coming on quite a bit from first run to second. I think a repeat of that performance might just be enough here. I think she'll probably go off favourite again, but it's pretty obvious to see why. So St. Lucy has to be the pick for me. Fort Barkley, the one that I think will probably give her the most to do.
Okay then, fair enough. It's John Gosden's St. Lucy in the first race that we've looked at on this podcast, the 6:50 at Kempton, is the pick there for Alex. We'll move on then to the 8:10 from Chepstow. This is a class 5 handicap, just over 2 miles the trip, 9 runners down to go to post. And I'm no trader, but I think I've got an idea who's going to lead the betting here. Solar View finishing the top 2 on his last 7 starts, and he's won 5 of them. Can you look past him?
I'm not sure, to be honest. It's not as clear cut as it would look on the figures. Interesting. I mean, obviously we've looked at a race at Kempton there on the poly track. We go to the turf here where it's good to soft in places at the time of recording. That's on Tuesday about lunchtime. I mean, we've got racing at Bath on Tuesday where the going's firm. So,
okay.
Chepstow has clearly had a little bit of rain. But nothing that's too bad. Obviously, Chepstow does have quite a few problems with waterlogging. Obviously, that's not an issue, but you know that, you know, if there was going to be somewhere in the country where there'd be soft in the title, it probably would be Chepstow or Foss Lass. Yeah, this race, you know, 2 miles, you're going to need to have a fair bit of stamina, even on good ground. We'll start with Soul of You. So Mark Prescott trains, Luke Morris rides, and how many times do you see this? A Smart Prescott horse over the longer distance racking up a sequence. Soul of You fits that profile perfectly. Ran in 3 maidens and showed nothing. In fact, ran in then a few handicaps and showed nothing as well. But the step really is just a dour stayer. Often with Mark Prescott, he'll run them over a mile, then they'll go to a mile and a half and they'll improve. This one over a mile and a half showed little as well. It needs 2 miles. It gets it here. And was in great form at the back end of last year. Then had a break, came back though, and won again just 5 days ago. Yes, carries a penalty for that. And, you know, off top weight, this is not going to be easy by any means. But has ran once at Chepstow before and won. That was over course and distance. And, you know, he's going to be there or thereabouts. The only thing, like I said, a dour stayer. not going to be tapped for toe by any of these because there's nothing in there that's especially classy. You just have to be wary of the bounce factor, having not run for so long, then running 5 days ago, being turned out so quickly. Could be perfect, could be that the horse goes, no, still tired from the last run. So, and obviously carrying the penalty. It is a lot of weight to carry, but some of you will have to go close. In terms of dangers, Ashdown Lads, outclassed of late, but in much better races than this one is. But has been dropped £2 from his last run at, I believe it was Goodwood. Yes, it was, behind number one, London. Been dropped £2 for that, and Asheen Murphy takes £3 off. I think that Ashdown Lads, the each way play in the race. Recent form figures are a little bit uninspiring, but they have been in much, much better races than this. Artie Campbell's consistent, but nothing more, though the trainer does do well here, as does the owner. Desert Recluse is potentially well handicapped, but recent form's no more than okay, so not for me today. Our Folly's interesting, ran once at Chepstow and won, but again, form is only okay. Significant move has shown precious little of late, and looks the stable second string. Jezza's interesting. Richard Hughes takes the ride. You wouldn't ride for Karen George especially often. And Jezza's ran 3 times at Chepstow, finished first, second and fifth. Steady, but I just don't think has the class to win this. He's probably set up for a place, especially with Richard Hughes on board, but not for me today. Bedouin Bay would not be for me at all. You just have to watch Given Connections if the money does come for that one. And Anna Luna down at the bottom there is a mare in form. Now, Stephen Powell will be going crazy about this one because he's done rather well in the Naps table by tipping last time out winning fillies on mares. And Anna Luna fits that brief here. David Probert takes the ride, takes over. I think it was Declan Bates last time. She's solid. Even before that win, she was running well. She was game when she did win here just 19 days ago, beating Taste the Wine on that occasion. That's solid enough form. Yes, she's been put up a little bit for that, but she still gets the race off bottom weight here. I'm going to side with Soul of You. I think it's a huge ask with the weight, but we've seen that he is tough, and it wouldn't surprise me if he can add another win to his tally here. I think Ashdown Lads the each way play, and Anna Luna, I think Ashdown Lads the each way play because of his price.
Yeah.
Anna Luna's probably going to give the favourite the most to do, but will probably be in a second favourite anyway. So Soul of You just for me.
Fair enough then. Alex siding with the top weight in that race, the 8.10 from Chepstow. The final race we're going to look at on Wednesday's podcast is the 8.50 from Kempton. We're going back to Kempton for the last race. This one, Class 3 handicap, 1 mile, 4 furlong. The trip, 8 runners down to go to post. And a couple of horses come into this one with winning form in Aldsborough and Incendo. Incendo is ridden by Hayley Turner, who won this race last year aboard Seal of Approval. You looking at those two horses or elsewhere in the field interesting you?
It's a really fascinating race. If we can keep the 8 runners, then it's going to be a really good each-way angle into the race. You mentioned Seal of Approval won this last year. I mean, I don't think there's anything quite of that class. At the same time, you just reminded me there, the first race that we looked at Kempton, some really, really good horses have come out of that. And I think St. Lucy's the only one that could be as good as those winners. I don't think she will be, but Astonishing won it last year for Sir Michael Stout. Going back through the years, that there are some smart types. So, but anyway, we've done that race. The 8.50. Basically, my whole thinking around this race is that I don't like Incendo at all.
Okay.
He's an absolute monkey of a horse, and Hayley Turner does get on well with him, it has to be said. She won very, very cheekily on him a few years ago here at Kempton when the horse was with James Fanshawe, moved to Ian Williams and is now with Conor Dore, and won on debut for Conor Dore in a red car claimer where Paul Mulrennan gave him a clever ride. But he's a horse that needs to be covered up throughout. He needs to be dropped on the line, tends not to respond too kindly to pressure, needs everything to fall right for him, and it has been falling right for him recently, but I think this is a better race than he has been competing in. So it may be folly, but I'm just trying to look anywhere but Incendo, basically. I think he's taken a chunk out of the market as well. He's likely to be very, very prominent in the betting. So the question is, what do you take him on with? Expert Fighter up at the top there for Godolphin. Sidebin Soro trains, Kieran Fallon rides. Was eased on his reappearance. Showed very, very little that day. It was actually really disappointing, but that was his reappearance, so you can almost make excuses for that. will have come on for it. Has run four times at Kempton, finished second, first, seventh and third, so does like it round here. And this does represent a drop in class. So yes, it's top weight, but probably the classiest horse in the race and has to be respected. Shivansky for the Milman team that are firing at the minute. I mean, they had a winner in France yesterday. I think Master Carpenter landed a group race for the Milman. So she said well done to James, who I think was in the studio at the time. They're really firing all cylinders. And Shivansky's a grand old horse, but I think we'll have to produce something out of the ordinary to win this one. Not today for Shivansky, as far as I'm concerned. Buckland, of course, racked up such a great sequence last year when trained by Hans Adielsen. He's now with Charles Fellows and is slipping down the handicap, but has shown absolutely nothing of late. Would be a surprise winner. Buckland will win a race soon, but needs to show something, I think, before you could consider backing him. Warsinger is completely unexposed, was with David Pipe, now with Johnny Farrelly. But he's returning from almost a year off, so again, hard to side with. Art Scholar, like Buckland, sliding down the weights. He's showing a bit more than Buckland, has to be said. But again, not today. Incendo, we've talked about. The two at the bottom are interesting. Ridgeway Storm for Alan King was, I think was purely just hated soft ground last time out. There may have been something wrong because hasn't run for 59 days since then, but it was soft ground that looked like it went against Ridgeway Storm, who prior to that had looked pretty solid. It was five lengths behind Arrod the race before that at Windsor, which of course is great form. Arrod has since come out and was second in the Dante. The Grey Gatsby won that. He went on to win over in France. I think that there's a lot to be made for Ridgeway Storm's penultimate run at Windsor. And Aldborough down at the bottom there won on his handicap debut last time out. That was a poor race, but he's very light here, and Sylvester D'Souza rides, which can't be a bad thing. I've got it down to three: Expert Fighter, Ridgeway Storm and Aldborough. I'd say Expert Fighter's the each way play in the race, and if you push me for a selection, I would just side with Ridgeway Storm. I think we can discount the last run, but I don't think the betting will, and I think he'll be a slightly more attractive price than Aldborough, but Expert Fighter is another one that you have to consider.
Fair enough then. Plenty for our listeners to think about there and get their teeth into from Alex. If you could just spin us through one more time, please, your best bets for Wednesday's racing.
Yep, we'll start with the 6:50 at Kempton, where St. Lucy is, I'd say, the best bet of the day for John Gosden. We don't know what price we're going to get, and you know there's every chance that this one will be really, really well supported, but I think she deserves to be. I think Fort Barclay's the each-way play in that race. The 8:10 at Chepstow. I'm just coming down on the side of Solar View to continue his impressive recent form. Ashdown Lad, again, probably the each-way alternative in that one. That is a tricky race to call. The 8:50 at Kempton. The final race that we looked at, I'm going to side with Ridgeway Storm. Expert Fighter, the each-way play. Wouldn't surprise me if Aldborough gets involved as well. I know I've given you three there in an eight-runner race. But I would just side with Alan King's Ridgeway Storm.
Excellent stuff. There we go then. The thoughts of Alex Dunn on the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. And don't forget, you can listen to all of Wednesday's racing on William Hill's Racing Radio. Meetings from Catterick, Perth and Worcester in the afternoon, with Chepstow, Kempton and Fairy House in the evening. Naz Premji, Chris Pimlott and Stephen Powell will be in the studio for full commentaries and results from all of them. In the meantime, my name's been Sam Norris. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today, Alex, and good luck with your selections.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.